Well, Simon, there's worse recording studios than this one. What do you think?
Yeah, can you hear those seagulls?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a light zephyr. 18 degrees.
Havelock Marina. Welcome. I'm Simon Ewing Jarvie.
And I'm Heather Roy.
And we're sitting on a bench in the marina looking out over the water.
Wondering what the mood for the voters is.
Yeah, so it's interesting because whilst there's a whole lot of highfalutin policy being announced, you know, we've been asking around a few people, just, you know, ordinary voters, what they're worried about. And that's been quite instructive, eh?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, this week we've had both National and Labor talking about a free trade deal with India. And I'm not sure that anybody actually, that's top of mind for anybody at the moment.
I haven't found a single person who cares.
No, or has mentioned, raised it in conversation.
And so the whole, it works in reverse. If you say, in my first 100 days, I'm going to go to India and I'm going to try and stitch up an FTA.
I'm thinking big deal. Let's fix what's happening in New Zealand first.
Yeah, I'm thinking, why are you leaving New Zealand in the first 100 days? There's enough things to deal with here.
So what do you think are top of mind for the average voter?
Well, how things affect them in their daily life. And yep. So... people will think big thoughts if their daily basics are taken care of. But at the moment, I think the average person is thinking, stuff I buy regularly is costing me a
lot
more.
Expensive,
yep. Yeah, and so especially, you know, if you are on a limited income and you've got people you have to buy for, whether they're your parents or your kids.
Yep. So yep. Cost of living.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's where everything started with this election campaign. It was going to be the cost of living election, but the parties have diverted away from that.
Yeah, we've drifted off all over the place here.
Yep. What else? Law and order.
Without a doubt, there's. Yeah. I'll give you a good example. You know, where my workshop is down the other end of town. So the owners, I saw them the other day, and they are planning to put a remotely monitored security cameras in. And
why have they had trouble?
Yeah, well, no, I said, have you had trouble? And they said, well, no, you know, the whole time we've ever had these sheds, we haven't had any break-ins and we haven't even had any tagging. But the way society's going, we think it's probably timely that we put cameras in. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, I think, and it's not just people with businesses. I think everybody's starting to think. I'm amazed at how many people have security cameras on their homes.
Yeah, every second person, if you talk about it, will pop up their phone and show you a picture, eh?
Yep. Yeah. So cost of living, law and order, what else?
Can't get in to see a doctor for the loved or money. And even a dentist, like I've been getting some dental work done and I have to book 6 week intervals.
Yeah.
But people, not only can they are taking several weeks to get into their GP, if they're lucky enough to be enrolled, heaps of people just can't enroll.
Yeah,
there's thousands just here in Melbourne.
And our hospitals are in real strife. Mm. You know, people are turning up at EDs, partly because they haven't got a GP, some of them, and just its treatment is not where it should be.
Yeah.
Well, that's, to be fair, that's an unfair statement. Treatment is very good, but the waits that you have are too long.
Yeah.
And, in fact, waiting lists are starting to spin out of control again. It's not unusual to wait 12 months for a non-urgent specialist appointment.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah. So, yeah, back to your original question, what's on the top of mind for the average voter? I would say it's those things, how much it costs just to live and eat.
Yep.
And do they feel safe and can they get care when they need it?
Yeah. I think for parents who have school-aged children too, there's a real issue brewing there. I think that the international statistics, now we used to be world leaders in several aspects of education, maths and science particularly, and we have slipped hugely in the international league tables. And I think that there are far too many people now, students leaving school without the basic skills, and parents are starting to worry significantly about that.
Yeah, there's been too much social experimentation in the schools, and it comes down to, you know, not just keeping politicians out of classrooms, but keeping ministry officials out. Do you know there are 4,000 people in the Ministry of Education to look after 2,500 odd schools?
I was going to say, we don't have that many schools in the country.
Yeah.
So that's about 1.5 people at the ministry for every school in the country.
Yeah, it's insane. Mm. I was reading something this week about down in Christchurch East, where a school, it's an intermediate school, and I think it's the only one in the area, has been told to Cullet's role because it's got a lot of out-of-zone people there. What they've actually got is people where parents want their kids to go to an intermediate, not a school that takes from year 1 to year 13, or a school that takes kids from year 7 to year 13.
Right.
So this, it's coming back to this whole middle school debate again.
Yeah. So there's a lot of issues, I think, swirling around there, but particularly what students are learning and what they finish, what skills they finish school with.
Yeah. Oh, they're trying to basically jam too much into the classroom, I think. Teachers have a very simple sphere of responsibility. They all should be able to teach the core, and then they can have a specialisation. That might sound oversimplified, but when I see people go, oh, they should get a driver's licence at school, and they should, the latest one is they should be taught how to balance, their financial literacy. I was going to say balance their checkbook, that shows my age. They should be able to balance their online savings.
They should be taught the math skills that allow, them to do that. Sort of activity, and read a bus timetable and the like.
Yeah.
But
should civics be in schools? Yeah, it's an important subject, but there's a lot of important subjects. And where does parenting start and end? Where does teaching start and end?
Yeah, I think that's a good topic for discussion. So, are our political parties actually talking to voters in the language that they want to be talked to in?
No, I don't think they are. I think they're talking to the journalists to report it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that, and we've talked about that in previous podcast episodes.
Mm. Yeah, they're talking about they headlines, sound bites.
Yep.
Yeah, cute little things. Oh, we've got, it's like Blackadder. I have a cunning plan, my lord.
I think that... it's very easy for politicians to get out of touch, for them to think what they that the policy initiatives that they've got top of mind are the ones that are really affecting New Zealanders or where their minds are at. And so actually gauging the mood of voters is a bit of science in itself. And to be fair, Winston Peters is the one who sometimes does that the best. He seems to know which buttons to push. Yep. His policies aren't detailed or well thought through, but he's got a gift for identifying where people are at in their heads.
The people who are motivated to go into the focus groups that develop the that produce the data on which the policies are made are already pre-positioned to be interested in politics. You go down to the local pub, so like Havelock Hotel the other night, the local ACT candidate for Kaikoura popped in, and so I introduced him to some of the locals at the locals table, and he got a very good lesson in local politics for an hour. He was busily typing in messages and asking if he could quote things, but the bottom line is they're all tradesmen. And they had some pretty simple messages for them. And none of them, the solutions to those you will not find in a focus group.
Yeah. So what song sums up this election?
Song or band?
Either.
Dire Straits or Moody Blues for me. Did I take yours?
Yes, Moody Blues, actually, I like that. I think the mood is blue at the moment. I think there's a feeling of despair amongst people. They think that you look at the polls asking the question, is the country heading in the right or the wrong direction? The most recent poll said that 2/3 of people felt now that it wasn't, so that's getting worse as the campaign progresses.
Next week, is it the PREFU, the pre-election fiscal update? And maybe that's better if we hold the Dire Straits back for them. Money for nothing and the chicks for free. Well, money for nothing.
Right, well, we'll have to wait till Tuesday for that one. Okay.
Well, don't forget to send in your questions. Easiest way is to go to the contacts page on our website, TalkPoint, TORQUE, talkpoint.co.nz, or a whole lot of other social media channels. Yep.
We'll talk to you soon. I'm Heather Roy.
I'm Simon Ewing-Jarvie. Just sun is really nice, Heather. Let's go for a wine.